Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the Tabernacle, Camping with God, based on Stephen Olford's book. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 to 14, a story of unveiling. The Wilderness Tabernacle is a picture of Jesus Christ. Every detail speaks of his person and work, even the roof. It had four layers, two inner curtains and two outer coverings. Each layer is different, but adding to the whole picture. Each complete, but together they provide a full testimony. Like the four Gospels, each one is a complete record, and yet together they provide an even fuller testimony. Two inner curtains, two outer coverings, and a beautiful unveiling of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Four layers making a single roof, as recorded in Exodus chapter 26. First, a curtain of exaltation. Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 through 6. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim you shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain, on the selvage of one set, and likewise you shall do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. 50 loops you shall make in the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is on the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasps, so that it may be one tabernacle. These curtains made the tent. The innermost curtain, seen only by the priests, represented the inner glory of Christ. It was hidden from those without spiritual eyes. Badger skins, ram skins, goat's hair covered the inner glory. You need spiritual eyes to see Jesus Christ in this way. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 2 Peter 1:16, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We can see that glory as well if we proceed to the holy place, from the holy place to the Holy of Holies. The linen is Christ's perfect humanity. Luke chapter 1, verse 35, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Paul, in Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The demons in Mark chapter 1, verse 24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. The centurion in Luke 23, verse 47. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And then John in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And then blue is Christ's mysterious divinity. Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The purple is Christ's majestic royalty. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And then scarlet is Christ's humble sacrifice. Red equals blood equals death. Philippians 2:8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The cherubim, Christ's perfect judgment and the guardians of God's holiness. Genesis 3:24. And he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Acts 17, verse 31, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, he has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. John 5, verse 22, for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Romans 11, 22, therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And then second, there's a curtain of expiation. Exodus 26, verses 7 to 13. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And the 11 curtains shall all have the same measurements, and you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And you shall make 50 bronze clasps over the, put the clasps into the loops and couple the tent together that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, and a cubit on one side and a cubit on the other side. Of what remains, the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. These curtains completely covered the beautiful linen curtains made of goat's hair. What was the picture? Well, look at Leviticus chapter 16, the first part of verse 6. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering. And then verse 7. He shall take the 2 goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. And then Aaron shall cast lots for the 2 goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, and let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. Then, verse 15, then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people, bring its blood inside the veil, do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions for all their sins, and so he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabitable land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. The Day of Atonement. This is talking about two goats. One goat slain, its blood sprinkled on the mercy seat, satisfying God's demand, and one goat sent away, carrying away sin as scapegoat. Isaiah brought these two ideas together in the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And if you jump down to verse 12, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and he bore the sins of many. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26 to 28. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Jesus Christ, the sacrifice in his death, the scapegoat in his burial. And then third, is a covering of consecration. Exodus 26, first part of verse 14. And you shall make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent. Focus on the ram. Substitution. Genesis 22:13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Consecration? Well, Leviticus chapter 8, verse 22. And he brought the second ram, the ram of consecration, and then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And drop down to verse 29. And Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' part of the ram of consecration, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Exodus 29, verse 35. Thus you shall do to Aaron and his sons according to all that commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them. In verse 44. So I will consecrate the tabernacle of meeting and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests. It's dyed red Well, consecration unto death. Total sacrifice. Jesus was a living sacrifice to the point of death. I wonder if our lives are characterized by the ram skins dyed red, a testimony of complete and total consecration. And then fourth, a covering of separation. Exodus 26, the second part of verse 14. You shall make a covering of badger skins above that. These were also known as seal skins. Their shoes were made of the same material. Ezekiel 16, verse 10. I clothed you in embroidered cloth and gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. Leather. Just a drab, dull, bluish-gray material. Nothing attractive or beautiful about the roof. All the person outside the fence could see was the weathered badger skin roof of the tabernacle tent. Why anyone would give their life to the Lord is inconceivable to the lost person. Isaiah 53 verses 2 and 3 speak of this view of Christ by the lost person. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. A life of separation which overcomes the world. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 26. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Listen, it takes spiritual eyes to view the glory of Jesus, like John's view in the throne room of heaven in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12 down to verse 14. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Let me ask you, do you see the glory of Christ as it's revealed? Augustine wrote, the new is in the old concealed. The old is by the new revealed. I trust you'll take the thoughts, the images, the shadows, the images, the types of Jesus Christ contained in the Old Testament, and they will give you just a fresh view of the revelation of them by Jesus Christ. And that you'll be blessed by this study. You have a great day.